Charlie, and I can't take that racket when I have a headache.
It's not racket, Suzanne. That's sleeping single on a double bed.
Look, I'm just not in the mood, okay? Anyway, you look dumb singing under that magic marker.
Singing a magic marker? What made you think I was doing that?
Because you always do it when you think no one's around. I've seen you a couple times when I was in the storeroom and you didn't know I was looking.
You know, Suzanne, I think you're getting completely nuts. I think you got too much time on your hands. I don't know where you get this stuff. Singing to a magic marker. I was trying to shake the ink down. I hate when these things get clogged.
Charlie, and did Mary Jo get back from Hence Winchester's yet?
No, they're finishing up installing that waterfall today.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We're not building a master suite anymore. We're building a miniature Club Med. And it's not even functional. There's so many tropical plants in that bathroom, you need a machete to get to the commode.
That's right. Let's just insult the man. After all, he's only one of the most successful contractors in Atlanta who could give us enough work to last a lifetime, but who needs him, right, Julia?
I'm sorry. I don't happen to love doing business with a person who has a fur waterbed and a bumper sticker that says no fat chicks on it.
Come on. Where do you get off being sensitive about fat people after the remarks you made last weekend?
What remarks?
At Mardell Richardson's wedding. You know, Mardell has a little weight problem, and unfortunately she chose this full white gown with a veil. Anyway, just as she's getting ready to come down the aisle, Julia leans over to me and says, "Look, Suzanne, it's not a bride, it's a bride float."
I did not. You're terrible.
You did so. And then when the attendants got ready to come down the aisle, she said, if they had any style at all, they'd ride her in. Shoot!
I never said anything of the kind. Suzanne, I don't know where you come up with this stuff.
You all are trying to drive me crazy, but it's not going to work. You sing into magic markers, Charlene, and you, Julia, insult fat people.
I want you all to know that the only reason that I am not quitting this Hence Winchester job is because I am that close to finishing, and because, well, because it would be crazy to quit now, right?
What happened?
He wants a new bathtub.
He didn't like the one with the waterfall?
That's the hot tub in the bedroom. This is the whirlpool in the bathroom. He found it in the back of a magazine.
Let's see that. These people are naked.
I know. Everybody in Hence Winchester's life is naked except me, a couple of workmen, and Vernon the electrician. Since he moved in there 5 days ago, there has been a different woman there every morning.
You're joking.
No, I have to wait for him to get out of bed so I can get into the bathroom. One of them even asked me if I might have a little deodorant she could borrow.
You're kidding. You should never use another person's deodorant. All sorts of bacteria can grow on that little ball, and you can get it too.
I don't know how many more times I can go in there and face those workmen and say things like, okay, what we need to do here is take this 1,200-pound mirror and suspend it on chains over Mr. Winchester's waterbed, and I don't want any comments.
I bet they comment anyway, don't they?
Are you kidding? What we are building here is a sex chamber, and everybody knows it. The plumbers suggested that we use a funhouse mirror, you know, the ones that make things appear smaller than they actually are.
It's hysterical! I don't get it. What would that do?
Well, Suzanne, from your point of view, it'd make his wallet look smaller.
You know, what I don't understand is, what difference does it make what kind of taste Hence Winchester has or how many times he changes his mind as long as he pays for it?
Because we're trying to develop a clientele that fits with the image of sugar bakers, and that does not include people whose only prerequisite for furniture is that it vibrate.
Oh, Charlene, I almost forgot. Would you call J.D. for me? He's coming over dinner tonight. Now I'm running late.
What time should I tell him?
Oh, 8 o'clock, and tell him the kids will be at Ted's. Charlene, we're just having dinner.
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, don't you think it's time we consummated this relationship?
We?
Well, you know, I'll be with you in spirit.
Oh, good. I'll let you know in the morning if you had a good time. Where are those black tile samples? Hence is picking me up any minute. And don't mention that to J.D. He's all bent out of shape because I made the mistake of telling him that I thought that Hence was sexually harassing me.
Sexually harassing you? Mary Jo, you never mentioned that before.
Well, I thought it was just my imagination. I mean, you know, Hans has so many women in his life. Why would he bother me?
Good point.
Well, just exactly what does he do?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes when he's talking to me, he kind of likes to tap me right there.
Well, I've seen people do that before.
Sometimes he misses.
You know, that reminds me of Brother Robert. He used to pin me down, you know, both my shoulders with his knees, and then drool on my face. It was so disgusting, he called it trial by spit.
Charlene, are you finished?
I guess so.
Go on, Mary Jo.
Well, a couple other times he just kind of brushed up against me, but I never know if he means it. And then this morning I heard myself saying something to him I'd never said to any other client.
What?
Get your right hand off my left bun.
You're kidding me! What did he say when you said that?
He said, hey, babe, I'm just giving you a little love pat.
No, what did you say?
I said, fine, I'm just giving you a little warning.
Way to go.
Well, that is the limit. Mary Jo, I want you to know you don't have to put up with this.
No, Julia, it's all right. I handled it. And anyway, let us not overlook the amount of work this man can get us.
You people are getting all excited just because some guy gave Mary Jo a little love pat. I mean, men do that sort of thing all the time.
Suzanne, I don't believe that your opinion counts for much on this issue. I mean, to you, being tied up for 5 days and held hostage would seem like a romantic overture.
Ladies, Mary Jo, I'm sorry I'm late. I had to drop somebody off and I got a little way late.
I can imagine. Hans, I think you know Julia.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
And this is Charlene Frazier, our office manager.
Well, hello. If I'd known the decor around here looked like this, I would have come by a lot sooner.
Thank you.
Oh, and this is our other partner, Suzanne Sugarbaker.
Hi. Hi, Suzanne Sugarbaker. Yes, don't we have some mutual friends?
Oh, yes, we do, and they all just think you're wonderful. Especially Marcy Patterson.
Oh, yes, Marcy is a great girl, but I don't know, Suzanne, how you and I missed meeting.
Hans, we're running late. Hans?
Hmm? Oh, right, yes. Well, it was a great meeting you two.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, Charlene, don't forget to call J.D.
Right.
Mr. Winchester, I'd just like to say before you go that we do appreciate your business, and we think of it exactly as that, business and only business. We like to keep our clients in a strictly professional basis, if you know what I mean.
Hey, that's the only way to go.
I'm glad we understand each other.
Right. You take it easy.
He shouldn't have done that. That was a mistake. I keep a little list of people who pat my behind without permission. And several of them have died unnatural and untimely deaths.
Oh, come on, Julia, lighten up.
It's just his way of being social.
Well, I just cannot believe the two of you, after you know the trouble that he's caused Mary Jo, and here you sit drooling in your socks.
Julia, I can't help it if I think he's attractive. I didn't say I wanted to go out with him. Anyway, he's not my type.
Charlene, that is not the issue.
Well, I think he's just darling. I'd go out with him in a second.
Well, of course you would. You'd also like to have drinks with Muammar Gaddafi.
I never said anything about drinks, Julia. I just said I liked his sunglasses. Give me a break.
Nobody has that much trouble finding a stick shift.
You were thinking romantic dinner for two, but how about pizza for five? My treat.
Gee, well, I had everything fixed.
makes that fall here? I thought it was just us.
Yes, well, Janet had other ideas. You see, ever since our divorce, she gets a kick out of figuring out ways to send the kids on my dates with me. So, tonight's her poker night, and she got the week all mixed up. I apologize.
It's all right, it's all right. I just wish I'd known. I sent my kids to their dads.
Well, that's all right. These guys won't be any trouble. I'll just make them stay under a table until I'm ready to go.
Dad!
Hey, it's a joke, okay? Give me a break. Oh, Anna. Mary Jo, this outspoken little person here is Hannah.
Hi there, Hannah.
Hi.
And the big guy over here is Rex.
Hi, Rex.
Yeah. And this is Bert. Bert, come here.
Hi, Bert. How are you?
Fine.
Don't pick your nose, son.
Why not?
Because I said so. Why not? Mary Jo, I know you've gone to a lot of trouble here. I'm real sorry about all this.
No, it's nothing at all. We can just stay here and eat. I made plenty.
Oh, yeah? What are we having?
Duck à l'orange and Vichy soir.
Hey, that's their favorite, right?
Great. Well, why don't I just blow these silly candles out? Or Bert, why don't you get up there and do that for me?
You look so beautiful. You guys, could you turn your heads on and give Mary Jo a kiss?
It's okay. We're used to it.
All right, y'all can look again. Nice to get that mushy stuff out of the way, you know. Won't have to do that again for another 10 or 15 minutes now. Oh, I almost forgot, Mary Jo. I brought you a little present. It's a baseball cap from the Atlanta Braves.
I know. I have three of them. J.D., you know, you just can't walk through life passing out hats every time you think somebody's going to be put out with you.
It's working pretty good so far.
Yeah, he's given us about 600.
Just remember, you're old enough now to be sent to lumberjack camp.
Hey, I got a great idea. What do you say we just 86 the orange duck and throw a few hot dogs on the grill?
Yeah, I like hot dogs. Sometimes I open my mouth so wide you can see all the food in it. But I'm not gonna do that.
Thanks, Bert. That's very considerate.
And you thought they weren't gonna like you. What are they doing?
Well, Rex is in Claudia's room doing his homework, and Bert's playing with Quinn's toys, and Hannah wants to know if she can spend the night with me sometime.
Yeah, well, that's just fine as long as her dad gets to first. Okay, so why don't you tell me a little more about this jerk contractor that was giving you a bad time today?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Besides, he's basically harmless.
Hey, he ripped your skirt, didn't he?
He said he didn't mean to.
Mary Jo, I don't understand why you're defending him. I mean, you must think I'm one of these big macho guys who thinks that it's an insult to his male pride if he lets some other guy think he can paw his woman, so
no,
to speak.
No, I don't think that.
Well, you should, because I'm going to kill him.
Now, why you're making such a big deal of this? I told you, I took care of it. I quit. It's over and done. Hello? Oh. Hello, Hintz. Yes, I'm fine, really, yeah. Yeah, sure, I can just sew that up. No, I haven't gotten any flowers yet. You really didn't have to do that. Actually, I think they just arrived. Oh, yeah, really, you didn't have to do that. That was way too much, no. Look, I just want to forget the whole thing, okay? Crying? I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Give me the phone.
Yes. No, Hans, can we talk about this
Give
another
me the phone.
Time? Yes. All right. I'll bring the samples by in the morning. Yes. All right. Yes, I'll finish the job. But no more funny business, okay? All right. And I'm so sorry about your dog. All right. See you tomorrow.
I can't believe this. This is the way you handle a guy who sexually attacked you this afternoon?
His dog died. He'd had him for 18 years. He said he was overwrought with grief.
Oh, I see. Well, I gotta admit, that's original. So I guess all his advances towards you have been made on days when other childhood pets have passed away.
I know, it's not a good story. Come to think of it, I've never seen him with a dog. Well, I have, but that's just a matter of opinion.
Mary Jo, you are not going to go over there tomorrow.
Yes, I am. I mean, look, I know he's a jerk, but he sounded genuinely sorry. And after what happened, I'm sure he wouldn't dare try anything again.
Stop, stop, okay? You're breaking my heart. I mean, you are so gullible, I don't even know now if I can go to bed with you. I feel like a heel. Of course, I could always grit my teeth and try.
I do appreciate your concern, but I don't need you to fight my battles for me. Let's not talk about it anymore, all right?
No. No, I want to talk about it, Mary Jo. I mean, we've been going out for a while now, and I think maybe it's time we put something on the line here. Now, you know how I feel about you. And I just don't want anybody even thinking that you're available. So I am asking you not to go.
Don't give me an ultimatum, J.D. I have a responsibility to Suzanne and Julia and Charlie. I mean, we got a $150,000 note at Atlanta National. This is not the kind of job that I can afford just to throw away.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Well, that was the wrong one. I don't mean to seem immature, but I'd like my hat back, if you don't mind. I just want you to know something. I'm not happy with you. Not happy. I forgot my kids.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Then what'd she say? Uh-huh.
I should never have let Mary Jo go out there alone.
Well, how could you have stopped her? She's so stubborn.
I guess she has some kind of misguided sense of responsibility to us, but nothing is worth putting up with this kind of harassment. What worries me the most is that she's so polite.
What does polite have to do with it?
Well, you know, some women are so well-mannered and easily intimidated that if a man they know comes on to them, well, they're afraid of causing trouble. I mean, it's just not as cut and dried as being attacked by a stranger.
Well, Marcy Patterson says she knows a lot of people who've been out with Hince Winchester, and they all think he's a perfect gentleman. Of course, she didn't know anyone who'd ever turned him down.
Well, I said we get in the car and drive out there.
Well, why? Now, Marcy says he's a nice guy.
Suzanne, nice guys don't rip skirts.
Well, you know, it could have just been a misunderstanding.
You know, I used to be naive like that till I rode the bus and I sat next to Jim Herb Hodge from Fort Benning, Georgia.
Don't make this a long one, please.
You know, first, he just, you know, had his arm up on the back of my seat. I thought, well, he's just resting it. I mean, I try to be nice to soldiers, even in peacetime. Well, anyway, pretty soon it started slowly creeping down. I'm thinking to myself, this man is a sex pervert. But then the next thing I knew, it just went right back up on the back of the seat. And I thought to myself, Charlene, that was so silly of you to think he was a pervert. And then I just went right off to sleep.
Is that the end?
No, when I woke up, he'd gotten into my suitcase and had my bra on his head.
Okay, that does it. Let's go.
I'm sorry. Did that story upset you?
No, I just don't want you to tell another one.
Hence? Hence?
Mary Jo?
Oh, the front door was open. I'll just wait for you downstairs.
No, don't do that. Come in here. We have to match the tile samples in here. Just sit down and relax. I'll be right out.
Okay. We made a deal on the phone.
Just forget the deal. Let's dance.
Hans, I don't know what kind of game you're playing, but it's not funny anymore. Get your hands off me.
Come on. I just want a few minutes of your time. I just want to talk to you. No big deal.
What do you think you're doing?
Now, come on. Don't give me a hard time. Just lighten up. I just want to get to know you. Why don't we just test out the mattress?
I don't want to test out the mattress. I want you to let me out of here.
Mary Jo, what are you afraid of? Come on. I'm not going to hurt you. Look. Why don't you come on up here, get in my hot tub, relax, and I'll fix us a couple drinks, okay?
I don't want to get into the hot tub, and I don't want to drink. Give me the key.
Okay. I'll give you what you want, if you give me what I want.
You know what you are? You're a rapist. think that you are going to force me to do anything that I don't want to do, you are dead wrong. I'm not like those women in the movies that get strangled in 9 seconds. What do you think? Just because you look like Robert Redford, it's not rape?
Nobody's turned me down yet.
I'm sure nobody ever had the chance.
Oh, come on, I'm getting a little tired of this game.
I warn you, you get away from me.
Now, why don't you just give in? You know you want me and you know...
Hey, Joe, are you in there? Open up, hey, Joe.
You all right? Oh, honey, come here. I was at the ballpark. I just got so worried about you, I couldn't work.
Am I interrupting something?
Hans, he wouldn't let go of me.
I'm gonna kill the bastard.
What's going on?
You wanna know what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on.
Who are you?
I'm with her. That's who I am. What's your dog's name?
What dog?
I told you he didn't have a dog.
I'm growing very fond of you.
And I'm very fond of you. Hey, this is working out great, huh?
Oh. Looks like Mary Jo's got the situation under control.
What are y'all doing here?
Well, we came to rescue you. He looks better with his clothes on.
You think so? I don't. I know that's not the issue.
Who knocked him out?
Well, we both did.
Mary Jo, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. You all were sweet to come.
Well, we're worried about you with good reason. I'm just glad J.D. got here first to save you. This is so romantic.
Well... he didn't exactly save me.
Yes, I did, and I'll tell you something else. I'd do it again, little lady.
You know, I think we should get out of here before he comes to. I think he's going to be in a bad mood.
Great idea. I've had about as much of this guy as I can stand.
Julia, aren't you coming?
Yes, I am. I'm just leaving our business card. Taking the liberty of writing him a little message.
What's it say?
Dear Mr. Winchester, just wanted you to know Sugar Bakers always finishes the job.